We need a reality show on this.
I think this is one. I think this is it.
I'm going to try to screen capture, Deb. I don't care about your triffs. I'm the one that's telling you what to write.
I know, but I'm trying to hook him. This is the way to hook him. I got to give him some sweetness.
Hello.
Hi there.
Oh, sorry.
Good morning. Hey. How are you guys?
We're doing good. How about you?
I'm great. Thank you. I was listening to your 50 Shades of Grey story, and it's just hilarious. And I hope this guy calls in, but I wanted to say that I think that the marriage proposal is a great idea.
But
on the same token, you don't want to scare him away.
Uh-huh.
So I think a good way to get him to call in is to say that all the attorney has to do is hear the marriage proposal, but it doesn't have to be anything serious.
Mm-hmm.
And this way he can call in just so it can be heard. And then this way you guys can confront him.
So I can see where this is going to turn out badly for me.
Reverend.
Well, I just thought it would be a great, sure way to get him to call in. But too, that I think you guys are awesome. I just discovered your radio station. I just started working in Elkhart.
Uh-huh.
I live in Michigan City. And it was one of the radio stations that I get both in Michigan City and Elkhart. And you guys are great.
Oh, thank you so much.
We appreciate
you. You're welcome.
I'll send you $20 soon.
Oh, that place. Okay, Jack.
Cody, Dad, can't live without it. With B100.
Deb, how many exchanges did y'all have this weekend?
2022, something like that.
Our ultimate goal is, knowing that Jack is never, ever, ever going to step foot in the United States,
right.
Is to get him to call our hotline. We give artists and dignitaries a special number that rings directly into the studio. We're going to give him that number and have him call the show.
That would be great.
It's 50 Shades of Grey with Deb.
Oh, I feel a come on, baby, C-O-M-M-O-N, coming
That's
at
right.
me. This is texting. B100, hello.
Hi, Miss Deb. How are you?
Good.
Good. You know, you're talking about your little friend. I have an old boss that got scammed like that. She was from another country.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how much he lost. I know he lost a lot because he kept sending her money and she lost her wallet.
Of course.
Then I had to go in her friend's name. And, oh, my God, he lost big bucks.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, we read on our Facebook page, one guy's ex sent $50,000 she stole from her boss.
Terrible.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because I know he used to call me and say, oh, well, Western Union this to her and Western Union that to her. It's like, this is stupid. This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, so
it's sad.
Be careful.
Yeah. Everybody can get taken, men and women.
Absolutely.
There you go.
You know, Cody, you really got into this whole thing with rerouting numbers, and it was all like Mission Impossible and MacGyver. You really got into it.
Yeah, I got a couple of different fake phone numbers, created a fake business, everything.
Cody's playing with the phones.
Check 1-2.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so, ma'am, go ahead. I'm sorry, he's playing.
I just wanted to tell you not to give up on the online dating. I met my husband there 9 years ago, and we've been so happy together.
If you were Deb, what would you say to this guy? Because I don't want you to freeze up, Deb, miss your opportunity. I just want you to be able to unleash and unload on this guy. I want this to be a cleansing, therapeutic process. Everything you've ever wanted to say, mean and evil, now's your opportunity.
You better hide under the console.
I will.
Hurricane Deb may take over.
Good luck to both of you. I was wondering, is the police involved in this?
We're actually going to be turning over everything to some friends of ours who are in the police department here in Mishawaka after it's all said and done.
Well, I hope everybody's being safe about it.
Are you kidding me with this undercover disguise?
Yeah, here's my recording for whenever he dials the super secret number. Thank you for calling Cody Austino's Western Union of Michiana. See ya.
You're scaring me, and that's your real voice.
The final stages of catching Jack in our Scooby-Doo trap is being done right now, with Deb sending multiple texts to urge him to call in to the phone number she's provided.
Got your information, but need to talk to you, okay? To talk to you, babe, to fill out the form.
I need your help to fill out the form.
Okay. All right.
Are you nervous, Deb?
Yes, I am very nervous.
Why?
I'm shaking.
Why?
Because this guy is a scam. He's a
he's a
big-time criminal, and I'm a little nervous, but I'm going to tell him what
I
think.
You're like Daphne on Scooby-Doo.
Oh, well, there we go. There's something to shoot for. A cartoon character. I got your information, but I need to talk to you, babe. I need your help in filling out the form.
Yep.
All right. I don't know if he's up yet. What time is it in Singapore or Africa?
It's 7-something, 7:30-ish.
Oh.
You doing the hugs and kisses thing?
Yeah, I got to do it that because it's been a while since I've done that. He's going to think I lost interest. All right. Hugs and kisses. Okay.
Press send. Press send.
I'm scared.
Press send. Press send. Press send.
Yell at me. You know, Jack is nicer to me sometimes than you are.
So the text has been sent, and Deb and I are making sure we got everything in order for when the phone does ring.
It's so exciting. Talk about the form first.
Yeah, I answer.
Okay. So then he's going to ask you questions or me questions. Uh-huh. Ask for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just have to pretend for a couple seconds that I don't know what's going on. Yeah. And I can yell at him. Can I start yelling at him right away?
Because
I'm not going to be able to hold it in.
Wait for me to say go. What? He just sent you a text? What did he say?
He said, no, I told you not to send Western Union anymore.
Oh, no, I didn't get that information.
I didn't.
Yeah, so I'm afraid he's not going to call because he knows once you answer the phone, you're going to go, wait a minute, you're
not. Well, he tried to call me earlier. There was a missed call at 1 o'clock this morning.
So, Deb, you sent a text message just now. Tell her the text message you just sent.
Okay, it's information you gave me doesn't work. Just call me. Need to get this done before work. I am at Western Union office, and I gave the number. Can't stay long.
And then she gave the super secret phone number.
All right. Sweet.
That's going to ring into here.
Kisses.
Send. Send. Press send. There you go, Deb.
It's in. The cat's coming to the trap.
It's the rat to the trap.
I don't know.
I got to be at work at 8. I can't stay. Listen to the radio.
You better start streaming online.
Call me.
I've got to hurry up and get this done before I go to work.
Just call me. Need to get this done before work.
Right.
Hey, if you can't get him to do that today, are you guys set up with like Skype?
Ugh.
He doesn't want to Skype, does he?
No, he doesn't like this. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know.
Our relationship couldn't went a lot further if he would have.
And the phone started to ring. Here we go. Here it is. Western Union, Michiana, Costiano. How can I help you? Hello? Western Union, Michiana. Hello, Western Union, Michiana. You know, so he's asking what?
He doesn't pay much attention. He's.
Don't answer that. You got to answer it. You got to answer it because it's going to go straight to the Western Union account.
What do I do? Do I hit reject? I don't know what to do. Because if.
Oh, it's already going to the Western Union account.
I can't help it.
I know. Oh, here he is again.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Debbie.
Yes, hi.
What are you doing?
I can't get the numbers the right. They won't. I'm here at the Western Union office, and they're not letting me do it. I have the cash.
Don't save your way in an animal.
Oh, well, I thought Western Union was easier.
I told you to send through your bank. I gave you the customs. I gave you the customs information. So you go to your bank, and you wire it to customs. Okay, I give you a bank account.
Well, I couldn't do that. By the time I got off work, they were closed. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Today. Didn't you have lunch break today?
Well, not now. It's early in the morning. I got to get to work. I'm late. I'm here at the Western Union office.
But do you have lunch break afternoon?
I don't know. I've been working double shifts.
Okay. All right. Saturday then.
Yes,
well, no.
Hello?
You know what? I am sick and tired of you.
What?
You are nothing but a scam artist and a liar, and I am tired of you trying to scam money from innocent people. Women are trying to find nice men to go out with, and all you're doing is try to scam money. I think you're disgusting, and you know what?
What happened?
We're going to turn you into the authorities. Because frankly, I think you need to be stopped. You are evil, and everybody around you should be stopped and put in jail because you know what? You shouldn't be scamming money from people. I've had it. I'm done. You ought to be lucky right now that the FBI is not knocking on your door, buddy. Because I am not going to be have you scam people in this Michiana area, people that I care about, people that are friends, gave good money to you because you're nothing but a con man and a lowlife.
And there you go!
Oh, I feel better now! My stomach doesn't hurt anymore!
And you didn't cuss once.
I know, but isn't that funny? Usually I cuss all over the place when I get upset. Oh my gosh, I feel that. I just feel all the tension and all the stress just relieved. I hope he got my message.
I'm sure he did.